The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Broadcasting coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging deplorable.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us. Happy Monday to you. And I got to tell you, we had an incredible time over the past 4 or 5 days as we had an opportunity to visit with so many of our great listeners across the southern states, the very first leg of our national book tour. And we're going to be planning more stops. But I have to tell you, the Biscuit Tour, got off to a great start. The crowds at WDUN, at WHKP in Hendersonville, North Carolina, and, of course, the Billy Graham Library. Just unbelievable. I mean, it was so great to see you guys. I got a nasty email from my cardiologist wanting to know exactly how many of the biscuits and how much of that 5-pound slab of butter I consumed. But otherwise, it was a lot of fun. And we hope to hear from some of you who managed to make it to the signings. We'd love to hear from you during the program today. And we are going to be doing additional signings. One of the big problems, they ran out of the book. So the first press run has already sold out. And we are waiting for the second printing to hit so we can continue on with our signing. So you folks down in Pascagoula, Mississippi, by the way, yeah, we're coming down into your neck of the woods, Little Rock, Arkansas. We're going to be heading in your direction as well. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. And we have a lot of stories posted over on our website, toddstarnes.com, for you today. A lot going on. And we've got a lot of great guests coming up, including our good friend Governor Mike Huckabee, who will be here in just a few moments. Now, we have been watching with great interest the crackdowns that are happening around this country with regard to the China virus. And just a few moments ago, I got a message from our good friend Jack Posobiec, and many of you follow Jack on his Twitter page. And Jack has sources inside the White House that are telling him that there will be a lockdown coming probably within a couple of weeks. And he says that the Biden administration is going to make this almost like a 9/11 style moment where you will be made to feel that you are not American if you do not conform to the thinking of the Biden administration. As a matter of fact, Jack Posobiec goes on to say that this could be a very serious lockdown as they try to get a handle on this virus. But I got to tell you something. I don't think they need to get a handle on the virus, because I think the virus they've already got under control. I was looking over the weekend at some CDC numbers with regard to the flu and the seasonal flu and pneumonia, and they're at all-time lows. So that tells me that a lot of the cases that are popping up as positive for the China virus could very well be the common flu or pneumonia. By the way, Jack Posobiec, I don't want to read this to you, a White House official told him this morning that the lockdown speech is being drawn up this week. They're planning to make it sound like one of the most solemn in history, and they likened it to Bush on the night of 9/11. And Jack Posobiec says that his source says, you need to start stocking up right now. If I were y'all, I would start stocking up. That's the message that Jack Posobiec's source inside the White House is telling him. Always good to be prepared. That's what I say. I mean, you don't have to go full prepper, but it's always good to be prepared. You never know when something might happen, and you don't want to have to show up at the at the supermarket to get the last can of Spam. I mean, nobody wants that. So you've got to make sure that you're always prepared. It's always good to have a couple of weeks' worth of food in storage. And you're talking about canned food and things of that nature. You don't have to go full-blown, prepper, but you do need to be prepared. And if Biden does, in fact, shut down the country again, you better believe there's going to be a run on the supermarkets. And we know that because we saw what happened the last time they did this. I mean, sweet mercy, America, you couldn't find any, any cleaning products. You couldn't find any toilet paper. It was very surprising because, as far as I know, the China virus does not impact that region of one's body. But nevertheless, people need the toilet paper. I guess it's their comfort thing. Sort of like Linus, and Linus had the security blanket, and people like to squeeze the Charmin. It makes them feel a little bit better, a little bit safer. So over the weekend, some of these new China virus rules and regulations went into effect. And it's quite fascinating because the mayor of Washington, D.C., one Muriel Bowser, implemented these procedures. You got to wear the face masks in public. It doesn't matter if you've been vaccinated or you haven't been vaccinated. You've got to do it. And lo and behold, what happened on Saturday? Well, it turns out, thanks to the fine reporting of the Washington Examiner, that Muriel Bowser was caught breaking her own rules regarding face masks. Not once, but twice. One of them was at her birthday celebration, where Dave Chappelle showed up, and they're all photographed, not wearing the face mask. They're not socially distanced. They're having a good old time. But again, we the people, we're not allowed to do that. No. You've got to stay inside your home under threat of arrest. But Muriel Bowser, the mayor of Washington, D.C., can do whatever she wants to do. Then the following day, she was officiating at a wedding. And again, no social distancing, no face burkas. Now, there's an interesting story out of Axios. And I find this to be just, this is a great example of why the China virus is not as serious as they want you to believe it is. There are two reasons, and we're going to get to the other in just a moment, but it's the border situation. They're now telling us as many as 3,000 illegal aliens are not only coming across the border, but it's a catch-and-release system. Border Patrol now says that they have no room for these people, so they are literally, they're letting them into the country, and they're sending them on Greyhound buses and airplanes to a city near you. They have not been tested for the China virus. So if it is as bad as they tell us it is, why are they allowing these people who may very well be diseased to come into our country? Why are they allowing these people who have not even been tested to come into our cities? Why is that? If, in fact, this is as contagious as the chicken pox, which, by the way, that's what they're telling us it is. They're saying this is as contagious, if not more contagious, than the chicken pox. And that brings me to a story out of Axios. Over the weekend, word came down that President Barack Hussein Obama is going to be celebrating his 60th birthday. Wow, I didn't realize he was 60. He looked 70. I mean, coming out of the White House, the guy looked like he was, 70, 75 years old. On a side note, have you noticed that Donald Trump actually looked younger coming out of the White House? I'm telling you, why? Because Donald Trump was Donald Trump. He wasn't trying to put on airs. He was just living his life. But all these other guys, the presidency ages them, you know, 20 years. So anyway, there's a story out of Axios that President Obama is planning a big birthday bash. And we're talking about a big, big birthday bash. As many as 400 people have been invited to the Obama mansion. They own 30 acres of beachfront property, almost a $12 million mansion. And that's just the beach house. Oh, to be oppressed like Barack Hussein Obama, ladies and gentlemen. So anyway, not only are they going to have over 400 guests, they're hiring over 200 people to work the party. The party is already the talk of Uber drivers, hotel maids, and check-in clerks. They say 475 confirmed guests, including friends, family, and former aides, and more than 200 staff planning to work the party. Oh, you know who is? You know who's going to play? You know, I think the 50th birthday they had Jay-Z, but this go around they're doing Pearl Jam. So Pearl Jam is going to be the musical entertainment at Barack Obama's birthday bash. They're also reporting that one local hairdresser has been retained to style the hair of at least one band member. Steven Spielberg, among the guests who is expected to attend. By the way, President Biden, not on the guest list. He did not get invited to the Obama birthday bash. One state official, Governor Charlie Baker, a Republican, had no insight on the party. The official did not address whether the White House harbored any public concerns about the gathering. Now, this is a big deal because during the 4th of July weekend in Provincetown, hundreds of people apparently came down or tested positive with the China virus. So people are now thinking, well, wait a second. This could be a huge deal that Barack Hussein Obama's birthday party could very well become a super spreader event. Here's my question. The mainstream media, ladies and gentlemen, when the churches were preparing to reopen, the mainstream media accused many of these pastors of wanting to kill their parishioners. They were horrified at the prospect of the churches reopening across America. And yet these same journalists, these same reporters have said nary a word about Barack Obama inviting nearly 500 people to his mansion for a birthday bash. One set of rules for the ruling class, another set of rules for all the rest of us. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
About to back up and bring it. It's Todd Starnes.
,80% of the grass-fed beef sold in the United States is from overseas. It's unbelievable. That's why I get my meat from GoodRanchers.com because their product is 100% American. When you buy your steak or chicken from Good Ranchers, you're not only getting amazing meat, but you're also supporting American farms. My friends at Good Ranchers have traveled across America. They've met with the farmers who raise the livestock to ensure the product they're sending to your table is the very best. Steaks are always USDA Choice and Prime, and their chicken is 100% natural. No antibiotics or hormones. It's better than organic. Plus, all the products are individually wrapped, eliminating waste. Buy one time, or better yet, subscribe. And if you do, you get 20% off with each purchase. So stop playing the grocery store guessing game. Know where your meat comes from and support American farmers. Go to goodranchers.com/Todd or use the promo code Todd to get $20 off plus free express shipping. That's goodranchers.com/Todd or promo code Todd. I just got a message from one of our listeners on KWAM. That's our flagship radio station in Memphis, Tennessee. Michelle writes in, Todd, I was driving through Tennessee to Arkansas today and saw a few Border Patrol vehicles near Jackson, Tennessee, which is about 80 miles or so up the interstate from Memphis. That would lead me to believe, ladies and gentlemen, that they are dumping off illegal aliens in your area. Wow. Folks, I'm telling you, we're talking about thousands. We have video shot over the weekend, drone video of thousands of illegals just coming right on into the country. And none of these people have been tested for the China virus. I've got to read this to you. I got some hate mail over the weekend, and this is a fascinating letter I received. A guy by the name of Gary writes in, "Mr. Starnes, how can you possibly consider yourself a man of God? Do you ever lay awake at night and wonder how many people you have killed by convincing them not to take the vaccine?" Well, I'm going to answer that question for you in just a moment. Well, you know what? I'll answer that question. You know what, Gary? No, I do not lay awake at night. And you know why I don't lay awake at night wondering how many people I've killed by convincing them not to take the vaccine? Because I have a MyPillow. And fortunately, that MyPillow, my head hits the MyPillow and I sleep like a baby. Not a care in the world, Gary. Not a care in the world. But Gary continues, "I absolutely do not side with Joe Biden at all, but I do know that people are dying because folks like you are convincing them to not get vaccinated. Shame on you." So then I replied to this guy. I normally don't reply, but I felt, you know what, I was in a frisky kind of mood. The staff gets very upset. Grace says, "Todd, you can't respond to these people." I couldn't help myself. And by the way, Grace Baker is on vacation this week, so we're honored to have our good friend Alan Pillow manning the phone lines. So this guy says, I replied to him. I said, "I want you to provide the evidence that I've been telling people not to take the vaccine, because what have I been telling people? This is a decision between you and your doctor, not Fox News Channel, not the Democrats, not the CDC. It's between you and your doctor. That's all I've been saying." And so the guy is doubling down. Folks, I'm telling you, many of these people are just simply delusional. And I tried to tell the guy, this is the position I have, and he's just not having it. Many of these people are so deluded that they don't understand what they are doing. By the way, I'll give you an example. Memphis, Tennessee, we have a city councilman. The guy's a far leftist, and he's a doctor. So this guy has been leading the charge, shutting everything down, putting people out of work, and his name is Dr. Jeff Warren. And the guy has been riding, I guess he's a big outdoors guy, so he goes around riding his bicycle. He wears not one but two face masks, and the guy's been fully vaccinated. Well, guess what happened, ladies and gentlemen? Dr. Warren got the China virus. So what does that tell you? Well, no, Alan. No, he should not have worn four face masks. No, that's no. But it tells me that the face masks are not working. It tells us that the vaccines are not working. And yet they are hell-bent on forcing all of us to get that poke in the behind. By the way, there's now a university professor out there, and she says that people should face federal criminal charges if they do not get vaccinated. Dr. Fauci said as much over the weekend when he suggested that you do not have a constitutional right not to get the vaccine. He says you have an obligation under the law to get that vaccine. And I'm curious to know your thoughts on this, because last week I warned you that we were moving to a point where they would declare anybody who did not get the vaccine to be a domestic terrorist. So it's not that big of a stretch to imagine that we could be living in a time where you could become a criminal simply for refusing to get the China virus vaccine. By the way, Walmart and Kroger now requiring people to mask up to go inside their stores. It is a slippery slope, ladies and gentlemen. All right, got to take a break here. 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Program.
I've noticed that when I go to the shopping mall and buy one of the towels, they just don't seem to work very well. They feel too soft and too lotion-y. They just don't absorb the water. Well, our good friend Mike Lindell over at MyPillow has found a solution, and you've got to get yourself one of his brand new towels. These things are incredible, and best of all, they're made right here in the U.S., and all of his towels come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. You're going to be able to get a six-piece set, two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths, all made with USA cotton. They are soft yet absorbent, and you're normally going to pay over $100, but thanks to our good friend Mike Lindell, $39.99. That's it. It's a great deal. All you have to do, go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the towels. Just enter the promo code STARNS, or you can call 800-839-8506 for some incredible radio specials. Again, MyPillow.com, promo code STARNS.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to be hanging out with you fine people today. And by the way, what a great, great day at the Billy Graham Library in Charlotte, North Carolina. They just threw an incredible book signing for us. So great to meet a lot of our listeners from WSIC in Statesville. You guys came down, and it was great to see you. And folks, we're going to be out there on the road again in the coming months, and we'll post all those updates over on the website. Well, I want to go right now to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Always fun to have Governor Mike Huckabee join us. Governor, hope things are going good today.
Yeah, I'm hiding out. I'm trying to stay away from you know, all the good people on the far left that somehow have lost their sense of humor and their taste of taste and smell.
No doubt about that, Governor. Over the weekend, it's interesting. You know, Nancy Pelosi was threatening to arrest all these people on Capitol Hill. We, by the way, were very honored. We're happy to put up any bail money that might need to be posted for these folks. But then Pelosi turns her right around, and she's violating the same policies that she's demanding other people follow, as did the mayor of Washington, D.C.
You know, the number one rule of leadership is that leaders never ask others to do what they're unwilling to do. And whether it's Muriel Bowser or Nancy Pelosi or good old Gavin Newsom out in California, who's about to be recalled, these are leaders who somehow think that the rules are for everyone but themselves, that they somehow are just a little elevated. And if they don't bathe for 7 to 10 days, that somehow they just don't smell bad from BO like the rest of us would.
No, that's a terrific illustration. The concern a lot of people have here, Governor, the Jack Posobiec, the editor over at Human Events, says his sources are saying that a lockdown speech is coming from the White House. They're recommending folks start stocking up. Do you really think something like that could happen, that Biden would take that step of locking down the country?
I think he might make the speech, but God help him trying to implement it. I don't think people are going to put up with it this time. First of all, we've lost confidence in what our government tells us. They told us Benghazi was because of a video. They told us Donald Trump colluded with the Russians. They told us there wasn't any fraud in the elections. They told us that all of the stuff with the FBI and the Department of Justice was all on the up and up, and that nobody cheated or was disrespectful and dishonored their law enforcement commitments. They told us that we weren't supposed to wear a mask, and they told us we were. And if we didn't, we were going to die. They told us we couldn't go to church, but we could go to a strip club. This is a government that has destroyed its credibility, and it's led by two people, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, who just last year said they wouldn't take a vaccine if Donald Trump had anything to do with it. And now everyone who doesn't take it, they're calling morons. People are just tired of it, and especially the fact that a lot of the people who aren't taking the vaccines, they're not Republicans. They're not Trump supporters. They're African-Americans and Hispanics who have the lowest rate of vaccination of any particular ethnic group. And the fact is there are a lot of Democrats who aren't taking it. Personally, I took the vaccine. I got no problem taking it. I'd rather have it than COVID. But I respect many of my friends who don't want to take it for whatever reasons, and that's their right to decide not to. I just think if Joe Biden comes out once again, Todd, and tries to say the country's going to shut down, all I would say is good luck enforcing that.
No, and there are a lot of people who we've had on the program over the past couple of weeks, lawmakers up on Capitol Hill, who seem to think this is really about forcing people to do mail-in ballots for 2022. As crazy as it might be this far out, they really do believe that's the ultimate end game here.
Well, they may be surprised at what the American people vote on next time, because if they keep insulting our intelligence and they continue to go through this exercise of telling us what we have to do and shutting us down and keeping kids away from schools and from each other and making it so that people can't live their lives as Americans even after they've been vaccinated, Democrats may need a few more postage stamps to get enough ballots just to stay relevant.
Governor, I wanted to get you to weigh in on this. There's an interesting Olympic story out there. One of the swimmers, her name is Lily King, I believe is her name. And she's very upset because fans are critical of the swimming team for not getting a gold medal. They got a silver and a bronze. And she says that Americans should be just as happy when the athletes come in second and third place. It seems to me this is the ultimate fruition of the whole participation trophy generation, that, you know, it really doesn't matter as long as you go out there and you try as hard as you can.
You know, I've got great respect for these athletes. They're in an incredibly difficult situation. They train for their whole lives for this. But there's no guarantee that just because a person is a U.S. Olympian that they're going to always win the gold medal. We'd like for them to. That's our hope and our goal. If they do, we celebrate them. If they don't, I think we've realized they did a heck of a lot better than I would have done. And I want to weigh in on something, the Simone Biles backlash. I find very, very disturbing. And some of our fellow conservatives have been very harsh on her. And I think we've got to remember that I don't think she chickened out or that she choked. I think she truly had some misgivings about her inner balance and feared that if she made the wrong move, which is true, she could permanently injure herself by not being to full capacity mentally to go into that. I'm not going to second guess her. I'm going to just say, look, she's an incredible athlete. She's done more than most people ever have or ever will. And if she fears that what she would do on those gymnastic exercises could be life threatening or perhaps truly hurt her for a permanent way, then we need to step back and say, hey, honey, we hope you seriously get to feeling better physically and mentally, but we're going to cut you some slack.
Well, I was one of those people, Governor, and I think a lot of it has to do with the way the coaches and the PR team handled this from the outset, because they initially made it sound as if she had some sort of a physical injury. And then they come out and, you know, it was like, it was almost as if it was, oh, I just had a bad hair day kind of a thing. And then all of a sudden it evolves into whatever the mental issue was to some other issue. And look, that's all well and good. But I think early on, the way this was framed was incredibly off kilter from the coaching standpoint and the PR side.
I think that's probably right. And sometimes these young athletes are put under so much pressure. And that's why I say they're amateur athletes in the Olympics. We want them to do well. We want them to all succeed. America's had some great moments. But frankly, I think the sad thing about the Olympics is that the whiny types on the soccer team and Gwen Berry, the young lady who said that if she gets a medal, she's going to once again turn her back and make a protest. And I'm thinking, honey, find another country to represent, because if you don't, if you hate this one, get the heck off that platform for America. We've got other people who can step in your place, and we'd much rather see them on that platform than you.
Governor, what's coming up on the big show this weekend?
Carol Swaim is going to be with us for an extended conversation on critical race theory, and the Gatlin brothers are going to be with us as well. And Larry Gatlin is as fired up as I've ever seen him. He's so tired of cancel culture, I'm a little bit worried about what Larry might do, because even on a good day, he lacks some level of discretion, and he may just blow a lid this weekend.
I love it.
Tune in and watch.
Oh, fantastic. All right, Governor, always good chatting with you. Look forward to seeing you on TV this weekend.
All right. Thanks, Todd.
All right, Governor Mike Huckabee, folks, and he's right about Larry Gatlin. Even on a good day, you never know what that guy's going to say. You know, this, I want to go back to this Olympic story for just a second here. And there's another athlete who actually won a medal, and her name is Raven Saunders, and she's a practicing lesbian. And this is important for the story. Otherwise, why do we care? But Raven Saunders got up after she got her gold medal, and she threw her hands up in the air in the sign of an X, and she said she did that to support all of the marginalized genders out there. She says the X stood for the intersection of where all people who are oppressed meet. Saunders, this is from FoxNews.com, Saunders, who is openly gay, has often wondered if the Olympics could live up to the mission of diversity. Okay, first of all, that's not what the Olympics is about. The Olympics is not about diversity. It's about getting out there and trying to do your very best for your team and for your country. Saunders won a silver medal. And by the way, she's daring the IOC to take away her medal, because that's been the argument. You know, the IOC said, hey, look, if you stand up on the platform and you protest, then by golly, we're going to take away your medal. And now she's daring the IOC to take away her medal. And the U.S. Olympic Committee is actually defending her right to protest. They've turned the Olympics into a dumpster fire. It really is sad what's happening here. It really is sad. But this Lily King woman from the U.S. Olympic, and I don't know anybody who is critical of the swimming team for getting a silver or a bronze. I mean, Would you not want your team to strive for the gold? Is that not does that make you a bad person? If you are rooting for your team to win the gold medal, does that make you a bad person? According to the swimming team, it does. And then it reminds me of a story. Jim Thorpe, who was back in the 1900s, as a Native American runner, faced with all sorts of prejudice, he had a difficult upbringing. He was an orphan. And right before he was about to compete in the Olympics, he realized somebody stole his shoes. Now, if this would have happened in modern day, there would have been, you know, wall-to-wall news coverage, and all you-know-what would have broken loose. The athlete would have said, there's no way I could run if I don't have my shoes, and he would have just said he had a mental health day and would have left. That's what would have happened in modern Olympic history. But that's not what happened when athletes actually went to the Olympics to compete instead of making some sort of a political statement. Jim Thorpe actually went over to a garbage can, and he realized that somebody had thrown away some shoes. And it turned out that the shoes were not even the same shoe. One shoe was larger than the other shoe. They were not even the same size shoe. He had to actually wear extra socks on one of his feet just to make sure the shoe wouldn't slip off. And you know what happened, ladies and gentlemen? Jim Thorpe, wearing shoes that he pulled out of a garbage can, won 2 gold medals. Just want to throw that out there. It's, folks, I'm telling you, we are raising a generation of Lord knows what. All right, got to take a break here. 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. We'll be right back.
Triggering microaggressions from coast to coast. It's Todd Starnes.
Got some big news, ladies and gentlemen. So anyway, on my trip back, I had to drive all the way back from Charlotte, North Carolina, had to be back in Memphis on Saturday night. So it was a long trip, and normally I go down through Tupelo, Birmingham, Atlanta, and then over up 85. Stayed in Greenville, South Carolina, and folks, if you are looking for a fun family vacation, or maybe you just want to take the wife, you and the wife want to go down to just enjoy a nice long weekend, you got to go to Greenville. Just an incredible thing they've done with their downtown. Ate at a great place called Honey Tupelo's. Woo, good stuff. They have cat head biscuits. And the reason they call them cat head, they're about as big as a cat's head. Massive biscuits, but it's a fun thing, and it's a great southern city, we appreciate the great hospitality we were afforded down there. But Alan Pillow, I know you were with us during the CPAC trip, and we drove down to Dallas, and now we came back and we stopped off at a place called Bucky's.
We sure did.
Which is sort of like what, a Walmart for motorists?
Sort of. It was more like Cracker Barrel and Kroger had a love child and put it in Texas.
Well, I did that. Thank you for that visual.
You're welcome.
I didn't realize that they had a Bucky's right outside of Birmingham.
Oh, there's another one.
I'm telling you, it's like rabbits. They're popping up all over the place.
Here's the question. Is it as big as the Bucky's in Texas?
Just as large as the Bucky's in Texas.
But I thought everything was bigger in Texas.
So, well, it's a little bit larger in Alabama. So I thought, you know what? I got gas there, but I didn't go in. I know you and Caleb Park, our managing editor, you guys went into the Bucky's.
We just had to. We couldn't resist.
And I walked in, and I got to tell you, it was like Walmart on steroids.
Oh, yeah.
Wall-to-wall people.
Can you think of anything that you didn't see in Bucky's?
There were some things I wish I had not have seen in Bucky's.
I understand that.
But I will say this. I was about to get in line to get maybe some brisket or something like that. They apparently have good food there.
Oh, yeah.
But about that time, three buses filled with Baptist church youth groups showed up. And it was like a mass evacuation of everybody else.
Oh, yeah. As someone who has been a part of the youth groups that take over places like that, yeah, you need to get out of the way.
Yeah, well, I got out of there as quickly,
it's all over.
As quickly as I could. All that to say, I guess, I mean, I don't know. It's for me, I'm good with like the love truck stops, you know, where you got the Arby's.
Right, the loves. You got a McDonald's, a Subway.
It's a little more manageable than, you know, Walmart. What did you describe it as?
Cracker Barrel and Kroger.
Yeah, having a love child.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Wow. All right. Thank you, Alan Pillow. Anyway, good to be back in Memphis. And I am curious, folks, what are you going to do if Biden says shut down the country? What will you do? We are all going to have to face this decision. And let's talk about it on the radio. 844-747-8868. That is a toll-free telephone number. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
From Memphis, Tennessee, on the banks of the mighty Mississippi, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh yeah.
So I grew up, I grew up watching the original Muppet Show. Jim Henson, what a brilliant man. I believe, did he not die of the flu, by the way? Is that, you know, that is, we'll check into that. But I remember he died unexpectedly. He was a young guy when he passed away. But what he did with the Muppets, and he started out over at Sesame Street, and then went and did his own thing. And, of course, we got Kermit, we got Fozzie Bear, the lovely Miss Piggy, and people loved the Muppet Show. It was a lot of fun. And then they do the they did the cartoons. I was not a big fan of the cartoons, but Alan Pillow, I believe that was your generation when the Muppets became cartoons and not Muppets.
I guess so. I've just seen the live action movies.
So you're not a big Muppet guy.
I love the movies. They are fantastic.
Well, the movies are great and always a good wholesome message, just good fun.
Absolutely.
And you know, you just didn't have to worry about politics. Everything was just good natured.
It's just Jack Black, the Hobo King, and all the shenanigans.
And nurse, what's her name? Nurse Janice was her name.
Yeah. The Swedish Chef is my favorite.
And you got the Beaker. Me. I mean, it was great. Good people. Good fun.
Quality entertainment for the whole family.
You got all these wonderful people sticking their hands up the backsides of the puppets and making magic for all of America.
Well, when you put it that way.
And now comes a horrible story out of the TV world. Disney Junior, and I guess, ladies and gentlemen, that is a TV program for little tiny children. And Disney Junior has just launched something called the Muppet Babies, which are basically they're cartoons of the Muppets if they were tiny children. And they have Miss Piggy and Kermit and Gonzo. Remember Gonzo? So anyway, Disney Junior is announcing that Gonzo has now become gender variant. The beloved Muppet Gonzo is coming out of the closet as gender variant. And the whole storyline is featured in an upcoming cartoon. And again, we're talking about for what children as young as 2-3 years old. And Walt Disney must be rolling over in his grave right now. His beloved company has literally been overrun by a bunch of perverts, sex and gender revolutionaries, and they want to indoctrinate little two-year-olds. Unbelievable. So here's the storyline. Gonzo, and we've got some audio to play here in just a minute, but I need to set this up for you. So this is basically a spoof off of Cinderella. And Gonzo appears in a dress and announces he has a new name, Gonzo-rella. We've got the story up at toddstarns.com, and it is unbelievable. So much so that I had our team pull some audio. This is Gonzo explaining that he's sad because he can't wear a dress cut number 8.
Wow. Get a load of that dress. I'd love to wear a dress like that to your royal ball.
But Gonzo, Piggy and I are the princesses. We wear the dresses.
That's right. According to the royal handbook, the girls come as princesses and the boys come as knights.
Oh, right.
Don't worry, Gonzo. We're going to have a great time being knights.
Fabulous. Summer and I are off to pick out our dresses.
We better get ready, too. Forward, fellow knights.
Huzzah! Huzzah.
So Gonzo is very sad because he can't be who he believes he was made to be, which is a she. Now, they're saying Gonzo is gender variant, but actually Gonzo is transgender. And so at the end of all of this, they're trying to figure out who wears the glass slipper. And, of course, if you remember Cinderella, that's when, you know, the prince realizes, oh, Cinderella is the hot chick that he was dancing with, and they live happily ever after. This is what happens when the Muppets realize who was wearing the glass slipper, and it was Gonzo, cut 9.
There you are. You missed our royal ball.
We met the most amazing princess. But they ran away. and all they left behind was this.
Everyone, there's something I need to tell you. The princess who came to your ball tonight was me. I'm Gonzarella.
But Gonzo, why didn't Vu tell us?
Because you all expected me to look a certain way. I don't want you to be upset with me. But I don't want to do things just because that's the way they've always been done either. I want to be me.
Oh, Gonzo, we're sorry. It wasn't very nice of us to tell you what to wear to our ball.
You're our friend, and we love you any way you are.
Yeah, of course we do.
Yeah.
Wow. That, folks, is what indoctrination looks like. That's what propaganda looks like. This is meant for your 2- and 3-year-old children. Now, just in case you think that this is all some sort of a coincidence, it is not. Tom Warburton is the executive producer of Muppet Babies and says there was always a plan to celebrate Gonzo for who he is. Quote, very early on, we wanted to do an episode where Gonzo just showed up to the playroom wearing a skirt, and it was no big deal. No one cared or questioned it because Gonzo was always 200% Gonzo, 347% of the time. Then a story editor and her team wanted to take it a step further and do a Cinderella story based on the idea. And that's where they came up with this idea that Gonzo, the Muppet, was going to be gender variant, as they say. Now, you might recall, and Kyle, you know, it would be fun to find this audio. We were telling folks a couple of weeks ago about the San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus. And they got all sorts of backlash because they wrote a song that said they were coming for your children. And a lot of people were very alarmed at that because they don't want their children being the target of anyone. They just want their kids to be kids. And the chorus, the chorus leaders, they came back and said, oh, no. This was just a parody song. We really have no intention of grooming your children for the LGBT lifestyle. We have no intention of that happening. We were just having some good-natured fun. That's all we were trying to do.
We're coming for your children.
Remember that, ladies and gentlemen? Well, I want you to pay very close attention to what I'm about to say. Disney, Nickelodeon, all these children's programs, your local public library wanting you to let your 3-year-old cavort on the floor with a bunch of men dressed in women's clothes. Folks, this is all part of an agenda to get your children. And you better wake up. Unbelievable. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number, 844-747-8868. We have the videos of the Muppet TV show on our website, toddstarns.com. Watch it for yourself and let us know what you think. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us today. Hope things are going well for you. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. Laura writes in, Todd, my high school band played the Muppet Show theme, and the basketball team wanted us to stop playing it. Love the Muppet Show. My husband calls his sister Miss Piggy. Thank you, Laura. I hope that's a well-received nickname. Otherwise, Thanksgiving could be a little difficult. Ruth says, Todd, it's absolutely nuts, this gender crap. People need to stand up and shut down this propaganda lie undermining our youth and culture. Amen, Ruth. on the Facebook live stream. Folks are fired up. Let's go to the phones. Joan, Statesville, North Carolina, listening to us on WSIC. Joan, what's on your mind?
Todd, I was just listening to your show and am totally disgusted by what these little cartoons are doing. What, especially, and as you said, Walt Disney would be rolling over in his grave. I go back to the days of the Mickey Mouse Club. And when my kids were watching Sesame Street, we were just watching it for the entertainment, the educational value, not all this political and social garbage that they're now trying to get into these little kids' heads, half of which they don't understand. And to say that Gonzo wants to be Gonzarella, and I remember when they were saying that Ernie and Bert were gay. Here's what we're forgetting. They are Muppets. They're puppets. They're not real people. Give me a break. They are not gender neutral. They're not gender variant. They're a foam and fluff and cloth. Give me a break. I am sick to death of this. I heard my daughter showed me the Blue's Clues thing with the Queen singing about all these different families. Where are we going with this?
Oh, Joan, trust me. There will be a moment in Sesame Street history where Bert and Ernie will come out of the closet. And they will move those two little single beds together, and you will see it. I mean, Joan, and people think, well, Todd, that's just ludicrous. What, really ludicrous? We got Gonzo running around in a dress thinking he's Cinderella, for crying out loud. No, I think that this, Joan, I believe this is an effort to force a change in the natural thinking of boys and girls. And the way they're doing this, it's pretty deceptive. But they're going as young as 2 years old, Joan, to try to get into the minds of these kids and make them think that all of this is normal.
I know. And that's the worst part about it. The thing is, I don't care how you try to spin this, there are two genders, male and female. There are two genders in the nature. There's two genders in insects, in birds. The only one that has two genders and is one thing is a worm. And otherwise, two genders. I don't care how many genders you say there are two. And you can spin it, you can change it. When you are born male or female. It's not assigned. You are made that way by God. So give me a break. I have had it. I cannot believe this. And I am so glad, you know, I miss my parents totally. I am so glad they are not around to see this crap that's going on.
It is a sexual free-for-all out there, Joan, and I appreciate the call. Thank you for listening. And by the way, we had several WSIC listeners make the drive down to Charlotte to hang out with us on the at the Billy Graham Library. So nice to see our great listeners there in Statesville, North Carolina. By the way, Joan's point about male and female, not necessarily true, according to the American Medical Association. According to the American Medical Association, new report out, they believe that sex should be removed from public birth certificates. That's right. The American Medical Association says that requiring sex on birth certificates can lead to discrimination and unnecessarily burden individuals whose current gender identity does not align with their designation at birth. Namely, when they register for school or sports, adopt or get married or request personal records. In other words, if God made you Johnny, but you think you are Joan, the American Medical Association says that you've got a right to determine that for yourself, that God has no right to determine male or female. A person's sex designation at birth would still be submitted to the U.S. Standard Certificate of Live Birth, but it would not on state birth certificates. Now, get this. I was surprised by this. 48 states and the District of Columbia allow people to amend their sex designation on their birth certificate. Only two states, Tennessee and Ohio, are the exceptions here. Only 10 states allow for a gender-neutral designation, usually marked by X on birth certificates. The State Department does not currently offer an option for a gender-neutral designation on U.S. passports. Quote, assigning sex using binary variables in the public portion of the birth certificate fails to recognize the medical spectrum of gender identity. What they're saying here, folks, is that God is making a mistake. That's what this is really all about. They want you to believe that God made a mistake. That's what critical race theory is about, by the way. Critical race theory is the idea that God made a mistake when he created white people. All of this, I'm telling you, every single controversy we are facing in America right now is not a political controversy. It is a moral and religious controversy. At its root, working on the next book is going to be about all of that. It's going to be a fascinating read. Let's go to Gainesville, Georgia. Roger on the line listening to us on WDUN. Roger, what a great town you have, and hope you're doing good.
I'm doing great. Thanks for taking my call, man. It's awesome to hear you.
Sure. What's on your mind?
So, supposed to go to get a procedure done today, just an MRI, you know, simple back thing. So I call Friday to verify everything with the hospital here locally, and they're going through my chart, you know, verifying information on me. And the girl gets to, okay, well, we have you as this age and as a man. Do you identify as a male? And if I had been any calmer, I probably would have said, nope, today I'm a giraffe. But I lost it. Cancel my appointment because you're damn right. I'm a man. God did make me that way, like he made every female and every other man that I know on the earth. So, like the last caller, I'm fed up. Done. If you got a gender issue, that's your issue. If you want to share it with them, asking people to begin with. So I don't understand what difference would it make for a back X-ray, basically.
Roger, I'm telling you, if the lady in charge of the MRI has to ask, I'm not quite sure I would want that person doing an MRI. I mean, it's...
Yeah, no kidding.
Jeez, holy smokes.
Can't get past it, man. Even the small things, I got to know. What are your affiliates? Well, from now on, I'm just going to identify myself as a carbon-based human.
I love it, Roger. That's a great idea. Roger, thanks for calling, and good luck with that MRI. Jeez, you know, the last time I went to the doctor, they asked me, they were going through this like 70 or 80 questions, and I was just going in for a checkup, and they said, are you feeling depressed? Are you feeling uncomfortable? Well, I was feeling just fine until they started asking all these probing questions. I mean, good Lord. All right, got to take a break. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Okay, we can't come to the floor. I can't execute my constitutional duty unless I wear a mask. Which is it, vaccines or masks? Do the vaccines work or they don't work? Do the masks work or they don't work? I'd like to know which it is. I'd like Dr. Fauci to come down and answer a single question about natural immunity. Have you been infected with a virus? Do you have immunity? Or are they just going to go around poking people saying you must take a vaccine? Oh, but sorry, the vaccine doesn't work. You must wear a mask. This institution is a sham, and we should adjourn and shut this place down.
Well, good for you, Congressman Chip Roy, saying what needed to be said. He is on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line right now. Congressman, good to have you with us, sir. You were fired up last week.
Yeah, Todd, great to be on, as always. It's great to be back in my home state of Texas, where we're at least free from the tyranny of Nancy Pelosi. I was fired up because this is such a shameful direction to go, to scare our country, to risk people's lives, frankly, to actually probably cause people not to want to get the vaccine, because you're going out and doing this absurdity with the mask mandates, having members of Congress parade around the floor of the House and then threaten my staff with arrest. She can go to hell. I'm not having any part of that.
No, and I think so many of our fellow countrymen feel the exact same way, and we get calls all the time on this radio program asking, what do we do now, Todd? What do we do if Biden tries to shut down the country now? And Congressman, what are you telling folks back in your district?
Look, I'm telling people right now, it is time for a good old-fashioned American revival, and I mean that both, of course, in the spiritual sense, but in the American freedom sense. I was talking to our friend Glenn Beck the other day on this topic, and he said, well, what can we do? And my point was, in 2009, in response to the absurdity of the Obama administration's shovel-ready projects and spending and Obamacare and all that they were doing, and the TARP program and all that, the American people rose up. And from that came the Tea Party. It came great senators like Mike Lee and Ted Cruz and Rand Paul. We got the Freedom Caucus, ultimately got Donald Trump to go fight the swamp. Look, we the people, all of us, whether you're a member of Congress like myself or someone just trying to get through life doing your job, we've got to go send a loud message right now. You don't get to do this. You don't get to use the power of government to come in and say that I must take a shot or I must wear a mask. We're going to get through this together by using common sense, following science, talking to doctors, and doing what's in our interest. My dad is a polio survivor. I encouraged him to get a vaccine. I believe in vaccines, but I believe in vaccine freedom. I believe in healthcare freedom. I believe in my choice. I believe in doing what's right for my family. And damned if I'm going to allow Nancy Pelosi to tell me what to do ever about anything. And we need to speak loudly and clearly about that.
We're getting a lot of messages from moms and dads who have kids serving in the military. They're very concerned their youngster is going to be forced to get this vaccine. Do our fighting men and women have any recourse, or do they have to get that vaccine?
Well, we're working on that. I know I've been working with my friend Thomas Massey, who's been raising this question about our men and women. I think Marjorie Greene and others that have been talking about this. Of course, we're in a uphill climb because we're in the minority in the House, because Joe Biden is running this place like an inept tyrant and wide open borders, and we know what's going on. But I just say this: if you are a member of our military, you always do what you're right, what you think is right. You got to follow orders and you got to serve. But ultimately, it's your body. You got to decide what's in the best interest of your well-being. So you stand up, and people in Congress like me, Massey, and others, we're going to have your back. I'm telling that to my staff. I'm not going to tell them whether to take the vaccine or not. It's not my place. I think there are people who are vulnerable for whom the vaccine makes a lot of sense. I think there are people who have legitimate questions that they ought to be able to exercise their right to conscience and decide what's in their best interest. But we should not be jamming it into our kids' arms, and we should not be doing it because Nancy Pelosi says we must. We should make this. 190 million Americans have been vaccinated, Todd. 190 million. And about a third of the American people, allegedly, according to CDC, have had the virus. That means we have almost 80% of adults over 18 who have a strong amount of immunity. Everybody just calm the heck down and stop using the power of government over the American people.
You know, we have a doctor on the city council here in Memphis where we originate this program. And this guy has been one of the more outspoken progressive liberals here in the city. So he actually wears two face masks. He's been vaccinated. He wears two face masks. Word came down late last week the guy's come down with the China virus. And it makes you wonder, okay, does this vaccine really work?
Well, look, I mean, you listen to these folks. I mean, I guess this guy wears two condoms, too. I mean, I don't know. What do you tell these people? I mean, you're wearing two face masks. It just doesn't make any sense. And listening to people go around saying, oh, you got to do all this stuff to be protected, and then you find out people get the virus. Why? It's a virus. You can't hide from a virus. All you can do is do your best. And if you're a relatively healthy adult under 65, you have very little to worry about. If you're a child, you have almost nothing to worry about. And, you know, does the vaccine work? I think the vaccine is shown to be effective among a whole lot of people to hold the virus at bay. But I also think there are legitimate questions that we need to look into in science. I also think we should focus on natural immunity. Israel's done studies. Emory University had a study. Why won't Dr. Fauci or the NIH or CDC talk about natural immunity and how strong you can have it? If we really believe a third to a half of Americans have had the virus, then we should all calm down. Deaths in July were about 270 a day. That's still a lot, but that's getting into the sort of numbers of flu-like numbers, even when we have the flu vaccine, right? That's about 90,000 a year. So I think we need to be focused on trying to keep our economy open, opening our schools, yeah, protect the vulnerable, but let everybody exercise their conscience and not what leftists tell us we have to do.
Meanwhile, Congressman, another major story happening at the border, and we have the videos on our website. We're talking about thousands of illegals every day. And it's our understanding the Border Patrol agents completely overwhelmed, and these people are just being let into the country. And you know, not to tie in the China virus story here, but I'm willing to bet these people have not been tested, and a good many of them are probably positive for the China virus.
It's absolutely absurd what is happening at our border right now. I put out pictures over the weekend indicating how bad it is at the border in terms of the numbers. In a 24-hour period, there were 3,500 apprehensions in simply two stations alone. There are photos showing people streaming under the bridges in McAllen. We have thousands of people coming into our country. We know hundreds or thousands of them have been COVID positive. We have NGOs like Catholic Charities putting COVID positive people purposefully and knowingly into a hotel in La Jolla, Texas. We know that there's mountains of fentanyl pouring across our border. We should impeach DHS Secretary Mayorkas. We should put pressure on the administration. We should fight the administration. Republican leadership is frankly MIA right now. We need to fight this with everything we got. This is not a political weapon for 2022. This is an existential crisis about the well-being of the American citizens, our border, our national security, our opioid epidemic, and frankly, the migrants who seek to come here who are being abused by cartels. And I'm tired of watching these gutless, cowardly, supposed leaders of our nation allowing this to occur. We need to stand up and fight with everything we've got right now.
All right. Well, Congressman, we're going to leave it there. Appreciate your frank conversation here. It's what's needed right now. We've got too much going on, too much at stake, and I appreciate you fighting the good fight for us.
All right, Todd, take care. I'll come on anytime. God bless you.
All right. God bless you too, Congressman. Chip Roy out of Texas. And wow, did you hear what he said about Congressman or the doctor, the councilman? Does he wear two condoms? It's a great question. I don't know. But to his point, I mean, okay, well, fine. Are you going to wear three masks, four, five? I mean, how many? And if you've got the vaccine and you're getting the virus, is it possible, is it remotely possible that the vaccine just may not be working? And I'll take it a step further. Is it possible that a lot of these cases that are being categorized as China virus or COVID cases are, in fact, the common occurrence of the flu? I find it hard to believe that the flu just up and disappeared. Poof, we've cured the flu. I don't think so. It all ties in together here, folks. And again, the word coming out of Human Events, the editor, senior editor, Joe Posobiec, his sources are telling him inside the White House that Biden is preparing to address the nation and they're gearing up for some sort of a shutdown. So my question to you before we go to break here, would you follow Joe Biden's guidance and quarantine yourself inside your home? Would you shut down your business again? Would you allow your local schools to shut down? 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. By the way, the website, we have tons of great stories being posted every moment over there, toddstarns.com. We'll be right back.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Can we have a personal conversation here, ladies and gentlemen? I don't want to get too deep into the weeds here, but I really don't want to know what goes on in the shower. But, you know, we all got to dry off. You got to have a good towel, right? And let's be honest, a lot of the towels, you go down to the Walmart or the Target, you're going to get a good price on a towel, but the things really don't get you dried off, you know, and they fall apart. It's not a good scene. And that's why I want to tell you about our good friend Mike Lindell. He's got some incredible towels. I've been using these things, and they're amazing. They are made with USA cotton, which is why they dry you off. It's American cotton. And the best thing about the My Towels is that you're going to get the My Pillow 60-day money-back guarantee. But you're not going to need that guarantee because you're going to want to keep these towels forever. And Mike has a great deal for our listeners all this month. Six-piece set of the towels. You're going to get two bath towels, two hand towels, a couple of washcloths. Normally over $100. Mike's going to give it to you for $39.99. It's an incredible deal, and we are incredibly thankful. Let me tell you something. Everybody's going after Mike Lindell, including Fox News Channel. Man, that place has gone to hell in a handbasket. Unbelievable what's happened at Fox News Channel. And now they're actually banning Mike Lindell from broadcasting a commercial on their network. So that's why it's important that we support Mike. And I want you to do this. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the Radio Listener Specials. You're going to be able to get some great discounts on all MyPillow products, including the towels. All you need to do is enter the promo code STARNS, and they're going to get you hooked up. That's promo code STARNS, MyPillow.com. All right, let's go to the phones, 844-747-8868. Kay, listening to us on WDUN in Gainesville, Georgia. Kay, what's going on?
Hey there. I know you should remember me. I came up to the table, and I said, I want a hug. And you jumped up, you came around that table, and you gave me a hug. And they took a picture of us, but I wondered what happened, if it went online or what happened.
Kay, I remember this hug. I remember this moment. And I will say this, and it's true for all of the liberals listening, when a good-looking Southern lady wants a hug, by golly, Todd Stearns, your host, will deliver on that hug.
Yeah, and it was great. I got a hug from the big guy.
Kay, anyway, that was a lot of fun.
It was. And I got some of that barbecue like everybody's bragged about, and it was great. And really something special. A friend came from Gainesville to pick me up in Decatur and took me back to the barbecue, Smokehouse Barbecue, and then she brought me back home all in one day. How about that?
Now that's a friend
that
right there.
Special.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you know her. So anyway, I don't know whether to mention her name or not. But anyway, I just had to call you and let you know how much I appreciated that you let me get that hug.
Well, you're kind to say that, Kay, and thank you for coming out, and thank your friend for driving you. I know where Decatur is, and that's a good bit of a drive, but we had a lot of fun, and I'm glad you got some good barbecue, too. The folks there, Miss Wayne and her daughter, Miss Ray, they are just great, great folks, and they've got a great restaurant there. And they've been serving up barbecue for a long time in that part of the country. So, Kay, God bless you, and thank you for calling in. And give us a holler back one of these days when you weigh in on some of the big issues of the day. All right, sweet lady right there. No, but it is true, guys, whenever a good-looking – well, you know what? A good-looking Southern lady, Northern lady, West Coast lady, Midwest lady wants a hug from Todd Stearns. You know, Alan Pillow, I feel I have an obligation as the radio host to oblige.
And I feel like for your MyPillow relationships, you know, it's just the comfortable theme. You just want to share that love and that comfort.
You
want to
hug a pillow. You want to hug a pillow.
And you want to hug Todd Stearns.
Hug a conservative woman. That's it. I'm just as fluffy as a MyPillow. By the way, I want to go back. I'm curious, Alan Pillow, because you have a significant other, and she had a birthday celebration.
She did.
And it was quite the thing. You planned all of this.
Well, it kind of came together.
Fireworks were involved.
There were some fireworks involved.
Not like an argument, but like an actual fireworks.
The good kind of fireworks. Fourth of July, she actually had the virus.
Oh, Jesus.
So I had some leftover sparklers, and we made up for that by celebrating her birthday with some sparklers with some friends.
That was pretty awesome.
It was fun.
It's a great birthday celebration. Good time. So I remember when I was a kid, whenever it was birthday time, a couple of things happened. First, Grandma Starnes would make a cake, so like a themed cake. So you would always tell her, you know, I want a sports car cake. I want a rocket ship cake.
Right. I remember my birthday cakes.
I mean, those were awesome. And then, you got to choose. You could do whatever you wanted to do. And I always liked to go to the movies. And so back when I was growing up in Memphis, my grandparents lived in a suburb called Whitehaven. And we would go to the Shoney's, which was like the happening. Shoney's used to be like Applebee's is today, or TGI Fridays. And you got yourself the big boy hamburger, which was basically a juiced up, you know, Big Mac. And then you got that fudge cake, which everybody, I mean, you folks know.
Oh, yeah.
You guys know what I'm talking about.
Chocolate is, that's how you communicate love to me. Give me some chocolate.
Back when you had like the big, you had the big boy outside. You know, he was holding up he was in the checkered overalls, and he was holding the burger.
Back in the good old days of shameless mascots.
That's it. And then, of course, we would go to the movies. And, of course, my favorite, we went to, I remember when the Superman movie first came out, and Swiss Family Robinson. That was a big
deal. Are some classics. Mm-hmm. Those are good memories.
And Grandmother Starnes, I don't know how she did it, but she would literally pack a 2-liter of Coca-Cola in her purse and, like, snacks and everything. And I don't know how the people.
The smuggling business.
I don't know how they didn't see it, you know? I mean, you got a 2-liter in the purse.
I've had some friends do some impressive smuggling, but I think that takes the cake. I think that tops what my friends have done in college, even.
I just don't know how. You women, you can put a lot of stuff in those purses. I'm just telling
Mary
you.
Mary Poppins there.
Very impressed. All right, folks, got to take a break here. And all that to say, Barack Obama. You know, you could probably save a whole lot of money if you just went down to Shoney's. Get the big boy. Get some fries. You know, I know Mrs. Obama, she'll probably yell at you, but it's your birthday. She'll probably let you have some fries. All right, got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee. It's common sense conservative commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
So Ted Cruz is on the warpath. He's telling Americans, do not comply with these mask mandates. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show, everybody. Good to have you with us. Hour 3 of the program, 844-747-8868. Here's Senator Cruz just a few moments ago.
The Biden administration wants every American to wear a mask. Doesn't matter if you've been vaccinated. Even if you've been vaccinated, they say you got to wear a mask.
The CDC updating its indoor mask guidance, now recommending vaccinated Americans put the mask back on too, and even advising universal masking. Everybody in a school needs to wear a mask, even if they've had the shot.
This is, not to put too fine a point on it, crap. This isn't science. There should be no COVID mandates. No vaccine mandates. The government has no business forcing you to take this vaccine. No mask mandates and no vaccine passports. Listen, vaccines work. I've been vaccinated. My family's been vaccinated. But that's a personal choice. That's a personal choice that you can make for your life and your family. We believe in freedom. We believe in individual responsibility. You can make this choice. You know, on Capitol Hill, Democrats right now are engaged in kabuki theater. Just about everyone's been vaccinated. And yet they're putting on their masks to show just how submissive and compliant they are to this new government edict. It doesn't make any sense. We can take common sense steps to defeat COVID-19. That's a good thing. But giving up our freedom to over-controlling government bureaucrats who want to shut down our schools, shut down our businesses, shut down our churches, and shut down our lives. The Democrats have done enough of that this year.
All right, that was Senator Ted Cruz. Gotta love the dramatic music there. Very ominous. But it is, it's an ominous time in American history, folks. Just a few moments ago, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, the man who killed grandma, is now saying that businesses in New York State should implement a vaccine-only admission policy. In other words, if you do not have the vaccine, you will not be able to go inside of a business. You won't be able to go into the furniture store to buy, you know, a Lazy Boy. You won't be able to go into a Shoney's to get a Big Boy hamburger. You're not going to be able to do anything. You will not be able to live your life in America if you don't get the vaccine. That's what these people are telling you. And my question to you, ladies and gentlemen, is what are you going to do about it? Everybody has a choice to make. 844-747-8868. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Very honored to have with us Meg Kilgannon with the Family Research Council. She is a senior fellow for education studies. Meg, hope you're doing good today.
Doing great. Thanks for having me.
And, you know, this is a big deal, especially for moms and dads who are faced with the prospect of forcing their kids to mask up when they go back to school this fall.
Right. The move to state this now and to hit this narrative with the kids being masked and pushing the vaccine in younger and younger age groups, regardless of their relative risk of death from the virus, is causing a lot of parents to once again this year, after they reconsidered everything last year when schools failed to open, it's causing parents once again this year to wonder if they can really count on schools to open in spite of the promises we're hearing now that most schools will be open 5 days a week, in-person instruction.
Well, we're getting some, there is some word that, yes, schools may reopen, but they may not be open that much longer.
Mm. Well, this is one of the reasons why there is such an increase right now in homeschooling as a really viable option for parents to consider. Parents got a taste last year of what it was like to school at home in the places that were schooling online. And when you think about the fact that you made it through a year of that and you had to dance to another Piper's tune, so to speak, when you consider what your life might be like if you were calling the shots and you were managing homeschooling and not just schooling at home, in addition to you being in charge, all of the programs and groups that homeschoolers form and enjoy will likely be available this year, or more of them will be available this year. And so it's a good time to think about options for not relying on public education if you can make that choice.
You know, Meg, it's interesting you bring that up. This was probably one of the most underreported stories coming out of the past year and a half, is the massive explosion of moms and dads who are now homeschooling their kids. As a matter of fact, the numbers in some places doubled, especially among Asian American and African American families, and tripled, by the way, in the state of California. What do you make of that?
Well, the idea that that public school officials are the educational experts, and we all have to, you know, just turn our kids over to them and let them be in charge, is offensive to many parents, regardless of their race, right? And when I talk to people in minority communities who are homeschooling, a lot of times what they say is, I don't like the way history is being taught. I don't like the way, let's say, African-American history is being taught. And they don't mean that it's not liberal enough. They don't mean that they're, you know, that that we need to focus more on reparations in the history of slavery, they mean that they don't want that focus in history. They don't want their children being told that they're victims and that they can't achieve the American dream. And so this push to pull kids out, form groups, homeschool kids, it's very real. And I think that if we can't rely on schools again this year, if the teachers' unions have their way and keep screwing up the prospects, we're going to see even more people pulling their kids out.
All right. Well, Meg, we're going to have to leave it there. Good intel, good info on what parents are facing and the choices they have. And I think this is it's going to be a decision a lot of moms and dads are going to have to make, whether they like it or not. Meg Kilgannon, ladies and gentlemen, with Family Research Council. Meg, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. I am curious exactly how many folks are out there and they've decided, yeah, you know what, I'm going to homeschool. What? And I would love to hear from folks. Maybe you have been a longtime homeschooling family. Maybe you are new to it all. I'd be curious to know why you decided, yeah, now is the right time to homeschool our kids. But if you're looking for a silver lining here, I think a lot of parents, when they realized what their kids were going through, what they were being taught at their public school through these Zoom classes, that a lot of moms and dads said, hey, wait a second, hold up. You're not teaching our kid, you're indoctrinating our kid. What's going on here? And honest to goodness, the saving grace, the one thing that just might save our country is the homeschooling population and the Christian schools that haven't gone woke yet. I think that would be the saving grace, because if you're homeschooling your kid, there's a pretty good chance that they're going to understand what their pronouns are, and they're not going to go out there and burn an American flag. By and large, I'm willing to, and they just might win the Scripps National Spelling Bee. 844-747-8868. Have you decided, you know what, we're homeschooling our kids? We cannot salvage public schools. We got to get our kids out of there. We're going to take personal responsibility for our kids' education. 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. By the way, our website up and running, and we have some great, great stories over there for you folks. I would encourage you, check out toddstarns.com. And while you are there, be sure to download our free podcast and our newsletter, great resources, as we fight Joe Biden as he tries to censor conservative voices in America. We'll be right back.
From the front lines of the culture war, it's Todd Starnes.
Thanks to our good friends over at GoodRanchers.com, my kitchen has now become a high-end steakhouse without the high-end prices, and I really appreciate that. GoodRanchers.com, one of the great things I love about these guys, all of the beef that they sell comes from right here on American soil. Also, same story with the chickens. Organic, unbelievable. And those steaks, USDA Prime Choice. So not only are you getting a great cut of beef, but you are also helping to support American ranchers. And I love that. Absolutely love it. So here's what I want you to do. If you go to goodranchers.com/Todd, that's goodranchers.com/Todd, you're going to get $20 off your order, and they're going to throw in free express shipping as well. Again, 100% American beef and chicken, USDA Prime Choice cuts of steak, the chicken 100% all natural, no antibiotics ever, and you're going to get free express shipping. It is a safe and convenient way to shop. GoodRanchers.com/Todd, and be sure to use my first name for those discounts, the promo code Todd. All right. Over the weekend, the head of the National Institute of Health went on CNN, and he made a stunning pronouncement. Dr. Francis Collins says that he supports forcing businesses to require proof of vaccination for customers. And he specifically mentioned Target and Walmart. And he said, you know what? If you do not have a vaccine, you should not be allowed in those stores. You should not be allowed to go shopping. Now, we talked about this last week, and I suggested to you that we were not far from something like that happening, where you would not be able to go and get yourself some Nutter Butters at the grocery store if you had not been poked in the behind. And now here we are just a few days later, and you've got the head of the National Institute of Health saying, hey, that's exactly what needs to happen. By the way, Don Lemon over at CNN, the most profane name in news.
Crying Negro Network.
Thank you, Judge Joe Brown. CNN, the most profane name in news. Here's what Don Lemon had to say, cut number two.
You got to start telling people, if you don't get vaccinated, you can't come into this office or this place of business. If you don't get vaccinated, you can't come to work. If you don't get vaccinated, you can't come into this gym. If you don't get vaccinated, you can't come into this, get onto this airplane. It has nothing to do with freedom. It has nothing to do with liberty.
It has everything to do with freedom. It has everything to do with liberty. Don Lemon, who is facing accusations that he did something inappropriate with a man at Murph's Bar in the Hamptons, currently facing a lawsuit, and yet this man is allowed to broadcast and spew his leftist viewpoints on CNN, the most profane name in news.
Crying Negro Network.
Thank you, Judge Joe Brown. But this is where we are in America, folks. They want to shut you down. By the way, can I just, I should not bring this up, but I am curious. So last week, as we were traveling across America on the biscuit tour, there was an incident involving President Joe Biden. He was sitting there about ready to do some sort of a Zoom or meeting or whatever, and somebody rushes in, an aide rushes in with a note. And the note, as we all now know, because someone got a photograph of it, the note said, "Sir, there's something yellow and nasty on your chin." And as we all saw it, Joe Biden, the leader of the free world, rubs his chin, and clearly there is something yellow on the chin, and then he commences to put whatever was on his chin inside his mouth. And it reminded me of an episode of one of my favorite all-time movies, Caddyshack. Cut number four.
Say, $50 the Smales kid picks his nose.
That old Biden, he'll eat anything. Crazy Uncle Joey, that guy, he'll eat anything. Of course, the son eats Parmesan cheese, so, you know, it's not that big of a stretch. I'm just saying. That was a great movie, by the way, Caddyshack. You know, one of the problems is the youngsters these days, they don't really appreciate the classics. And a part of that is, well, probably because most of Caddyshack would not. Actually, Caddyshack, Blazing Saddles, those kinds of movies would never be allowed to be made in today's climate. They wouldn't pass the cancel culture mob's seal of approval. But I love Caddyshack. Great movie. I still to this day cannot eat a Baby Ruth, though. That's the one drawback from Caddyshack is I don't like swimming pools, and I just don't like Baby Ruths. Or was that a Butterfinger? I can't remember what that was in the swimming pool. Anyway, 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. A pair of medical ethicists, one from Yale University, another from New York University, NYU, say that unvaccinated people should be restricted from traveling, eating in restaurants, and should see their privileges in America revoked. Folks, you think we're just talking out the wazoo here? You really think that's what this is all about? I'm trying to prepare you for what's about to happen in this country. The ethicist said that the time for begging and pleading to vaccinate must come to an end, and the United States should emulate France's vaccine passport system that acts as a mandate by barring access to most public places to vaccinated people. Quote, this is Arthur Kaplan, an NYU professor. Liberty does not mean you have the freedom to do whatever you want, wherever you want. Yes, sir, it does, you moron. They go on to say that individual rights, which inform our liberties, with that of privileges, which are predicated on each of us upholding certain responsibilities. Both of these individuals teach biotech at their universities. And they argue that unvaccinated Americans do not have a right to access public places. They want to lock you up inside your home, ladies and gentlemen. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. If you haven't been down to the border, folks, I'm telling you, you have no idea what those people have to deal with every day. It's almost like they live in a country without any government to protect them. They're on their own. A guy by the name of Brent Smith, he's a rancher in Kenney County. He's also an attorney. He was on Fox and Friends, and he was explaining the amount of damage that's been done on his property by the illegals. Cut 12.
You know, we've had a lot of property damage. Our county's basically at the epicenter of an invasion, in my view. Loss of fences, the extra personnel cost. There's even, you know, ranchers in our area having to hire private security to defend their own property rights in America.
That's crazy.
Us Americans in this part of Texas don't have the same rights as other people do. We can't enjoy our property and go in our backyards anymore at night. It's a tragedy.
Well, in addition to a landowner, Brent, you're also the county attorney there. Currently, there's no legal recourse landowners have to get any sort of remuneration back from anybody, insurance companies, the federal government, which is allowing this migration, nobody?
No, sir, not at this point. You know, the security or the insurance companies, if it's a stolen vehicle that goes through the property, you know, their vehicle insurance isn't going to pay for it, and ours won't either. So the landowners are stuck with paying for this. And just on my property alone that we have here, it's over $60,000 that we've spent. And I know there's several others on a daily basis that have big expenses.
Sure.
And not just that, but the livestock that gets down the roads, if, you know, a vehicle hits that cow, the ranchers are considered being liable.
All right. Let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line from Arizona, Congressman Andy Biggs, chairman of the House Freedom Caucus. You know, Congressman, when you hear these kinds of stories, these are taxpaying, law-abiding American citizens who feel like they've been abandoned by their country.
Well, there's a reason they feel that way, and that's because they have been abandoned by this administration. I mean, just if you look at what happened in Rio Grande Valley over the weekend, over 8,000 apprehensions/encounters, whatever they want to call them now, over 8,000 just in the Rio Grande Valley this weekend alone. And that's not counting all the others along the border from San Diego down to the Rio Grande Valley. And the thing that the gentleman from Kinney County, Texas, was talking about, that's what my ranchers in southeastern Arizona say. That's what my ranchers between Nogales and Yuma tell me. They're experiencing massive amounts of people coming through. They experience damage, everything from, of course, cut fence. Sometimes they have to repair their wells. And sometimes they even have to find livestock, which wanders off south of the border because fences have been cut. And all of this is being ignored by the Biden administration. They just simply refuse to acknowledge that it exists.
It's shameful. And then, Congressman, we heard from Border Patrol Union over the weekend that many of their agents have been quarantined. Others are sick with the China virus. These people are not being, the illegals are not being tested. And they are so overwhelmed, they're just being moved through, put on buses. And quite frankly, we're looking at a super spreader event on our border that is being placed in communities all over America.
Now that's exactly right. So when I talked to you before, Todd, I talked about how they weren't testing, and they would, and then you'd get it to an NGO or a charity, and they would do some testing, and they put people up in hotels. It's now moved beyond that now, where the charities now are overwhelmed. They can't even keep up with their rapid tests, and so people are just being poured out into the United States. And by the way, Todd, it isn't just this COVID stuff. It's everything from, you know, TB. Maybe you have plague. We've had plague in the past. You've had Hansen's disease in the past come across. Who knows what's coming across, because it is not being checked. And then, of course, it makes the Border Patrol agents and the ICE agents and the people dealing in these facilities that are encountering these folks, they are exposed and they get sick. And to me, we have an Article 4, Section 4 problem, because this is really an invasion. No other country would allow this to go on. But for some reason, the Biden administration is getting exactly what they campaigned on. That's an open border. And at the same time, they want to lock you down with mask mandates. And they're talking about vaccine passports. And none of these people have vaccines. At what point do the American people not resist this insanity that's going on from this administration?
Well, it's a fine question, and I should note that 2 years ago, I qualified what was happening on the border, and I described it, as you just said, an invasion. And as soon as I said that, the National Hispanic Journalism Association demanded that Fox News not renew my contract, and Fox News agreed with them, taking great issue with the fact that we would dare describe what was happening at our border as an invasion. Congressman, I want to ask you about these vaccine policies. We're looking at some breaking news out of Charlotte, North Carolina, and I want to describe this scene to you. Hundreds of people are marching to one of the large hospitals there, Atrium Health, protesting the healthcare system's new policy that will force all employees to be vaccinated. I would say there are at least 1,000, maybe 2,000 people protesting outside the hospital. To your point, this is what we have to do, Congressman.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I would say the left has always been pretty good about getting people mobilized to protest, and we do pretty good at getting big rallies. But we've got to stand up. We have to resist this. And you know, Todd, there's just so much to unpack with what you said. You were right then. It was an invasion then. And today it's an invasion, but it's an invasion not just of Latinos. That's pretty racist from that organization to say that. It wasn't just Latinos coming across then. It wasn't just Hispanics. What it was is 140 countries 2 years ago, and we're about there today. And some places it's over half. But getting back to your point about the people rallying, this has become a neo-fascist state where Biden says he wants to do lockdown and mask, and Fauci says we've got to do more. We're going to have vaccine passports, and the CDC director alludes to that type of thing. Well, what the response then is coming from these companies, and these companies without any kind of scientific basis are going to attack the American people, their workers, their own workers. And that's exactly what happened in the early 30s when you saw these authoritarian regimes rise to power. They used corporations to do their bidding. And so it's time for us to unite and against this kind of tyranny.
Well said. All right, Congressman, we're going to leave it there. Good hearing from you, as always, and great words of wisdom here. We're going to have to stand up and fight.
Thanks, Todd. We sure will.
All right, Congressman Andy Biggs, chairman of the House Freedom Caucus, and this video we're looking at from WBT News in Charlotte. And I'm curious to get the reaction, especially from our North Carolina listeners. Now, this is fascinating. We're looking at, they're saying hundreds. It looks to me that there's at least 1,000 people that I see out there protesting, many of them holding signs, holding American flags, and this is the way you do it. Yeah, they may be able to fire one person, but they can't fire 1,000 workers. So if we begin to mobilize, if we begin to stand up against these mandatory vaccine policies, then we are going to be able to facilitate some change here. But this is a big deal. We got a message late last week from one of our listeners who's in the healthcare field there in North Carolina, and they're terrified. They don't know what's going to happen to their jobs. But I'm telling you right now, folks, if thousands and thousands of Atrium healthcare workers mobilize together, they're not going to be able to fire all of you. They're not. They're going to back down. But you've got to do it together. You've got to have the crowds. You've got to mobilize. And then maybe you're going to be able to facilitate some change here. All right, got to take a break. 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. We'll be right back.
It's Radio Free America. Todd Starnes.
Well, I think I figured out what's wrong with California. There's a story up on ToddStarnes.com. California taxpayers could soon be providing menstrual products for men on public university campuses. Alan just threw up. My apologies. All right. Sorry about that, Alan. I should have prepared you for that story. I'm not making this up. Apparently, males, California men, have lady days. This is according to Christina Garcia. She is an assembly member. So she is an elected member of the State House there in California. And she has introduced legislation that would provide free lady products to biological women as well as gals who think they are men. Quote, California recognizes that access to menstrual products is a basic human right and is vital for ensuring the health, dignity, and full participation of all Californians in public life. This is coming from the text of Assembly Bill 367. You know what? I wouldn't mind, maybe some free shaving cream. How about a free razor courtesy of the American taxpayers? Quote, California has an interest in promoting gender equity, not only for women and girls, but also for transgender men, non-binary and gender non-conforming people who may also menstruate and experience inequities resulting from the lack of access to menstrual products. Jeez, Alou. Really? You got it? Really? Campus Reform says this bill could cost taxpayers upwards of $800,000. And the children over in the university school system are very excited about this. Jason Chen is a freshman at Stanford University. He says it's really a question about gender equity and basic human dignity. Mr. Chen is chairman of the Empowerment Collective, a student group that lobbies around policies that affect young people. Quote, and this is an honest to goodness quote, ladies and gentlemen, just so you understand what kind of kids they're raising out there in California. Quote, as a non-menstruating individual, I don't have to worry about where my toilet paper is going to be or if I'm going to have access to toilet paper when I'm in the bathroom. He really said that. I mean, I don't know who talks like that. But anyway, the Cal State Student Association, they have voiced their support for the legislation. They say it's in the best interest of students. All students, regardless of sex and gender, should have the ability to attend class and not worry about accessing menstrual products. I know this is a direct quote, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I want to say something, and I want you to listen up. All you men, I want you to listen up for just a moment. If you are a man and you have to use a lady product, or if you are a man and you have a lady day, you might want to consider dropping out of college and making an immediate appointment at your nearest psychiatrist. That's my recommendation for you. But the rest of California, you taxpayers, having to spend your tax money to provide these products for students. Jeez-a-loo America. That's all I've got to say about that. All right, 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Gotta love Bill Maher. The guy, I know he's a leftist lunatic, but the guy makes sense every now and again, and I think that like a lot of liberals in Hollywood, they're starting to understand what this cancel culture, woke crowd is really all about. And you might remember a story we brought you last week where they're trying to ban surfing because it's cultural appropriation. They say white guys should not be surfing. Cut number 7.
I must say, of all the violations of the woke penal code, cultural appropriation just might be the dumbest of all. First of all, there are 25,000 islands in the Pacific. How do we know a Hawaiian was the first to stand on a board in the water? It seems like something anyone in any ocean would eventually get around to. And if you're a surfer, it doesn't matter if you're black, white, or in between. You all taste the same to sharks. But let's say a Hawaiian did invent surfing. Should he or she have kept it to themselves? Most of human history is a horror story, but the good parts are about different groups coming together and sharing. It's sort of the whole point of the Olympics, which itself comes from Greece, where wrestling was invented as a way for completely heterosexual men to get to know each other. Badminton has roots in India. Tennis comes from France. Skiing from Scandinavia, and Taekwondo from Korea. Judo was appropriated from the Far East, and skateboarding from the far out. What is this new rule that the first thing to do, that the first to do something, are the only ones who get to have it? Jewish people spent most of their history wandering. But when they see other people milling around, they don't say, can you not? That's sort of our thing.
It's true. Look, he's making a lot of sense here. And this is what it's going to take. Every single one of us, liberals, you leftists, you guys are toast. But liberals, you gotta step up. You got to work with the conservatives, and we got to save the country. And we've got to stand up to these cancel culture mobs and these woke urchins. We've got to do it. Oh, by the way, let me remind you about something, changing gears here. The infrastructure bill was released yesterday, over 2,000 pages. 2,000 pages. Folks, I'm telling you, call your senators, call your representatives. There's no way anybody has had a chance to read this thing. There's no way. No way. And you watch what's going to happen. They're going to vote on this thing. There's all sorts of pork stuffed into this bill. We're going to be talking about this. We're going to be doing a deep dive on this on tomorrow's program. But you need to be aware that your lawmakers are about to vote on something they have yet to read. By the way, this just coming in, Department of Homeland Security sources now say that the Border Patrol stations in McAllen, Texas, are at 585% over capacity, and there are mass releases underway right now. Over the weekend, more than 8,000 apprehensions along the Rio Grande Valley, and more than 3,000 in the last 24 hours. Now, I don't know about you, but that sure sounds like an invasion to me. I know that triggers the leftists who run Fox News Channel and Fox News Radio, but that, ladies and gentlemen, sounds like an invasion to me. It's been a great show. Grace Baker on vacation all this week. Want to thank Alan Pillow for sitting in and handling the call screening. Folks, we've got to scoot out of here. ToddStarnes.com is our website. While you are there, download the podcast. Get the newsletter free of charge. Folks, have a great rest of your day. And be good, America.